NASA's wonderful Messenger spacecraft, out of fuel and unable to fight the nearby sun's powerful gravity, smashed into Mercury's airless surface 3 days ago at almost 9,000 miles an hour. That deservedly got a lot of media attention, along with a few of Messenger's discoveries, like its confirmation of water ice in all the dark craters at the poles. Mercury is the only planet with no axial tilt, which creates permanently cold, shaded areas in all the depressions at its top and bottom. But the media ignored an interesting coincidence. That's the fact that now is when Mercury is most easily seen of the entire year. It's downright easy. The only thing you need is a fairly unobstructed view toward the northwest. Mercury is quite bright at magnitude zero, but it's low, but not super low. Start looking at 8:40 p.m. The time is important because that's when it's highest up in the fading twilight. Over the next 20 minutes, it gets more striking against the ever darker sky as it sinks a bit lower. Okay, so tonight or tomorrow night, look toward the sunset direction at 8:40. You'll see Venus there in the west. You can't miss it. It's a zillion times brighter than any other star or planet. Just dazzling. Now look way below Venus. There are only two visible stars quite far below Venus. On the left is Aldebaran, the main star of Taurus the Bull. On the right is Mercury. They're both orange, but Mercury is three times brighter than Aldebaran. It's almost directly in line with it tonight and tomorrow night. If you use binoculars, Mercury stands just above the gorgeous Pleiades, Seven Sisters, star cluster. It's worth looking for, really, just to see Mercury, which even the great Copernicus said he'd never accomplished, since it's always much lower from northern Europe, and also to salute the late Messenger spacecraft, which just met its doom right there where you're looking. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.